Crawford versus Errol Spence. Fight prediction.
Dun, dun, dun. Hey guys, Fight Junkie here. As usual, before we jump into this next episode, I want to remind you guys, you can hit me up on Twitter at FightJunkieCom. Follow me on Parler at FightJunkie. Listen to me on Anchor, Spotify, Google, Apple, Amazon. Basically, anywhere you can find a podcast, I'll be there. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel. Oh wait, hold up. Scratch that. YouTube deleted my channel. Let me think. Okay, I got it. You can also subscribe to the Rumble channel. Rumble.com/FightJunkie. Want live stream? Twitch.tv/RealFightJunkie.
Terrence Crawford, undefeated, 39 wins, 0 losses. Of those 39 wins, 30 are inside the distance. Errol Spence, also undefeated, 28 wins, 0 losses. Of those 28 wins, 22 are inside the distance. Currently, you have Crawford as a minus 145 favorite. Spence comes back at plus 130. Won't go, 12 full rounds. We'll go minus 220. We'll go plus 170. You have Crawford wins inside, plus 320. Crawford wins by decision, plus 175. Spence wins inside, 6-1. Spence wins by decision, 2-1. Fight is a draw, 12-1. Now, before we jump into this, it's been a minute since I've been spent behind the mic. I actually only took the hiatus from the podcast. As far as the postings and the socials and the website and everything else, I was there. If you follow me, you should know that. Why aren't you following me? You should know that. But basically, because of the podcast, the issues with the podcast is, I call it the TikTok generation, attention deficit disorder. Basically, the longer your podcast is, the longer your audio is. It's regardless of the content as well. Like, you see a major drop off. And it's funny because if you follow my boy on Twitter, Mighty Max Boxing, go, if you don't follow him, go check him out. But he posted a prediction video for Spence and Crawford just the other day, and it was like 8 minutes long. Now, in my realm, 8 minutes is nothing. In fact, any of you guys that have been following me, listening to me, you know, 15, 20, 30, even 40-minute audio podcasts I've done before on predictions on fights. But it was roughly 8 minutes. And he had the usual, yeah, I agree with your comments. No, I disagree with your comments. But one of them stuck out. It was somebody's like, bro, an 8-minute video, dude. Like the guy's brain was just melting because it was 8 minutes. I just shook my head because in reality, that's the way things are. Now, I know some of the people listening to this will argue, wait a minute, that's just one person. But in reality, that's not true. That is the new generation of people. Because not only did I see it with Mighty Max there, I've seen it on my own stuff, and I've reached out to content creators in my own space who echoed the exact same experiences on their videos. And we're talking about metrics now, so we're not just talking about somebody making a comment like the dude about the 8-minute video. They're talking about, you're looking at the actual metrics of their videos and seeing where people drop off and where the engagement drops off and how long that they should do their videos. And then if that wasn't enough, I went outside of the capping industry, outside of boxing, outside of MMA, and I looked at other people and talked to other people that had totally different subject matter. So it doesn't matter what the subject matter was. And it doesn't matter if the content creator is young or old either. Like Mighty Max, he's a youngin'. And it was still the same thing. Like, people just aren't interested in hearing what you have to say for long periods of time. Now, of course, is there a segment of the population that are interested in that? Yes, because I have those, I call them hardcore fight junkies, that like to listen to a 30 or 40 minute breakdown and podcast and information because maybe they're working out, maybe they're commuting, certain jobs you're able to listen to, you know, your music or your podcast or information and still get your job done. Heck, maybe they're on the toilet. I don't really care what it is, but some people are interested in that. The question is,
is that segment of your viewership large enough for you to be putting out 20, 30, 40 minute videos? I'm unsure about it. I don't really think in this segment with my viewership, it's probably worth it to go 20, 30, and 40 minutes. If I get feedback that people want that, then of course, that's what I originally did. And the reason is because most of you probably think, right, well, you're looking for monetization, right? The longer the videos, the more ads, this, that, and the other. But that's not the case with any of my stuff. Website's not monetized. I have my gear stuff, but I give away a lot of gear. And I don't push any of the gear on you guys. I just created a new Discord. Again, I've had the forum forever, but a lot of the newer generation that like the Discord format. So I set that up. No subscription base, not monetized, nothing going on there. Rumble is monetized just because I think they monetize you straight out of the gate, but I think I've made 1 cent. And when I say that, I'm not joking, like an actual penny, I think, on there. Twitter, I don't have Twitter subscriptions, nothing monetized. So I'm not pushing monetization. And so I need hour long videos. The reason is because the longer the video and the more information I could put out, I felt like I was giving you guys value for something, right? When you go to the attention deficit disorder generation and you're just going to put out, you know, a 2 minute, a 3 minute, a 4 minute audio podcast, it seems like I'm cheating you guys. Even though you're not paying for anything, it seems like I'm cheating you guys because it's going to be very bare bones. There's not going to be a lot of in-depth talk. Maybe you get the records, maybe you get the odds, and then that's pretty much basically it with a prediction. You're not going to get why I like this certain fighter or why I like this certain bet, because people are just going to tune out. In fact, probably 99% of you have already tuned out. You're on the floor flopping around like a fish out of water having a seizure because I've spent too much time talking behind the microphone. Now, like I said, there are cases where people are into that. The question is, do you have enough of those people? Obviously, it is a popular format when you have guys like Joe Rogan that can do, you know, 3 hour podcasts and everybody is just, you know, from start to finish, you know, focused on what he has to say or what his guests have to say. But I mean, that's a big difference between what I'm doing. Like, I think he's the biggest podcaster in the world, the most popular. So can't really compare the two. So for what we're doing, and maybe we have to go to the TikTok generation where it's, you know, 30 seconds, a minute, you know, 2 minutes, depending on intro, outro, what I have to say. Maybe we get to like 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. I don't know. That's basically why I took a break from it, because it just didn't seem like it was worth it. Like, the people that I was targeting, there's not enough of them. So they're not really getting the value. I wasn't putting out enough of the videos. And then the people that have the attention deficit disorder, they don't want to hear all that stuff. They just want to know who you're going to pick. And so I was caught between a rock and a hard place, not really sure which direction I wanted to go with it. And I'm still not really sure, to be honest with you, but I have a feeling like moving forward, because of the time, energy, and effort it takes, is probably better just to put out, you know, the simplest stuff. And to be honest with you, that's the easiest way to do it. In all honesty, it's so easy. The problem is it opens up the door for a lot of pretenders in the sport. And we've seen a lot of them since sports betting was legalized around the country. But that can basically just say, oh, I like this fighter, right? You're not talking odds. I mean, maybe he's a 20 to 1 favorite or a 50 to 1 favorite. I mean, it could be crazy stuff like that. But then you can come back the next day and be like, see, I told you I was right. I'm the best ever, you know. And then they try to monetize or they try to push services or whatever the hell they're trying to do. So in reality, it's far, far easier to do it with the low attention span, because you don't have to get in depth. You don't have to prove that you know what you're talking about. You can just spit out some nonsense, take a fighter that's a massive favorite. A lot of times those massive favorites win, and then you're on to the next one, and you can toot your horn about how great you are. So, I mean, obviously that's not what I'm looking to do. Anybody that knows me, has followed me, knows that I've been around for a while. I don't really have to prove myself, but the fact of the matter is, just kind of seems cheap just to, you'd be like, you know, Spence Crawford. Okay, I like Crawford, you know, and that's it. Like, you're not talking odds, you're not talking why you like him, you're not talking how you expect him to win, you're not, none of this. You're not, you know, you're not addressing even the other guy, right? Like, I could cut that out. Normally what I did is say, oh, I like Crawford and this is why I like him. But if you like Spence, I would look at this or that. I would look at this odd, or I would look at this way to play him because I see value in this way. If he's going to win, I think it's this way. But it doesn't seem people are interested in that. So I think for at least the near future, I'm going to cut all that nonsense out. I'm just going to go with very basic, like I said, cookie cutter. Anybody can do it, any place, anytime. It's very, very easy if I'm being honest. Maybe I can crank out more predictions because it's like Crawford Spence. I like Crawford. There you go. That's it for this episode of Fight Junkie. I'll sock it to you tomorrow. That's probably how it's going to go. And then we'll see. We'll see. Does the viewership drop off? I don't really think it will. Will the engagement drop off? I don't really think it will, because like I said, the amount of people that are interested in 20 and 30 and 40 minute breakdowns and real conversations about, you know, trying to learn. And not only that, but it's trying to learn, right? It doesn't seem like people want to learn. So they don't want to learn how to actually cap. They don't want to learn how to break down fights. I don't think most of these people could break down fights to save their lives, to be honest with you. They're not interested in that. They're only interested in who you're going to pick and if they're fading or following you, right? Because if I'm like, I like Crawford, and they're like, yeah, this dude is solid, I take his picks, I go back, then that's what they do. Or like, this dude is junk, doesn't know what he's talking about, they wait for my Crawford pick, and then they flip-flop and they go on Spence, right? They fade me. So I think that's really what they're interested in. They're not interested in anything else about why you like them or why you don't like them, this, that, and the other. They're either with you or against you, and that's all they care about. So that's a very, very simple template to be able to go through, because then it's just like, okay, who's this dude picking? I'm gonna follow him, or I'm gonna fade him, and then they're done. So you don't need a lot of time in that regard. So I guess we'll start this new TikTok formulation here for our videos with Spence and Crawford. I won't break down a whole bunch. I do like giving you the records and the odds, only because like the odds is important, because when you're talking about especially like open and where they're at now, or if you like a prop, like I think we have to keep the odds in the podcast. I'm hoping that people will listen long enough, at least past the odds, to see, okay, if you're gonna follow me, you know, Crawford's currently sitting at this number, you might want to follow, you know, at this number. Don't go up to like 2-1 or 3-1 or 4-1. It makes sense. It's important. Or like, well, opening is what we got him at here, and that was the value bet. And now that I'm doing the podcast, you know, the day before the fight, the line has shifted. So you might want to be careful if you're going to take, like, those kind of things, I hope, are still important to people, because it's your money, not mine, that you're betting. So hopefully we can keep at least the records. I spit it out pretty fast. And the odds, I spit it out pretty fast. And then just go straight into who I like. I'm not sure, depending on the fight, if I'm going to break it down, like, you know, why I like them or whatever. I think maybe I'll just keep it as simple as possible, and then we'll see, right? I mean, that's all we can do. Then we'll see if we're going to keep this format. If there's a big outcry and people are like, you know, we want longer videos, then of course we could always go back to that. But I think for the time being, it's probably the best way to do it, is just test the waters and see if we can join the TikTok generation. Attention deficit disorder. Maybe we'll have to have a timer on there, like no longer than 4 minutes, because then everybody drops off. Like I said, flopping on the floor, seizures, foam coming out of the mouth, brain melting. Like, I'm going to get emails like, what did you do to my child? Like, he listened to 10 minutes and he hasn't been the same. So I know we're joking, but at the same time, it's serious. And if you don't believe me, whoever you follow, wherever you follow, whatever subject matter you follow, you go watch their stuff, and you're going to see more often than not, it's not going to be a long format. It's really not. And if you dive deeper and dig into stuff and try to extract some information, you'll see there's a reason for that. Even on YouTube, which, of course, I've been banned from YouTube for how many years now? But even on YouTube, some of the content creators on there, they came right out and said that there was a certain time limit that they wanted to keep their videos to, because they saw a huge drop. I'm talking huge. Now, remember, these are people that are getting monetization and ads and revenue. And so they're watching their metrics all the time on these videos. And it didn't matter what subject matter it was. And again, young or old, but they saw a huge drop off. And so for their time, energy, and effort, it wasn't worth it because they're doing editing and all this other nonsense I don't do. I just spit it and put it up. But they're doing editing and all these graphics and all this other stuff that they're doing on the YouTube for their YouTube videos. And they're seeing this huge drop off in the engagement. And of course, then their ad revenue sucks and everything else goes down. So it wasn't even worth their time to put out the long format videos. So they found maybe it was the 20-minute mark or the 10-minute mark or the 8-minute mark, depending on the subject, depending on the content creator, depending on the viewership. Everything's different. But whatever number there was, it wasn't generally long format videos that they're putting out. Now, if they did do it, it was behind a paywall, whether it's Patreon or subscription service. And I could potentially see that as well because, okay, if I'm going to put out these long format videos and take the time to do it, then they want something for it. Because they're not going to get it through general ad revenue. So it has to be above and beyond. So if you have a small group or even a large group, but a group that want that type of format, then you're like, okay, $5 a month. And I put out the long, I break it down for you. I give you why I like this guy and why I like this guy. And why I don't like this guy. Why I like this prop. What number I like it at, blah, blah, blah. Like how I usually did it, right? I could see that happening in the future because if you were looking for just monetization, then you're not going to get it with long format videos off of, well, basically I only have Rumble and the podcast. And again, none of the podcasts are monetized either. I'm not getting anything from any of those. So I was just doing it because I thought that was the right way to do it. That was the way I've always done it, to give you as much information as possible, give you both sides of the equation of the coin so you could see and make your decision. I never wanted to push you one way or the other. I'll give you my opinion, what I think and what I'm playing, but I just wanted to give you overall the best amount of information I could and knowledge so then you could make an informed decision. But people aren't interested in that, so I think it's easier just to go fade me or follow me, and that's it. And then in the future, if we do get a little community going where people want more above and beyond, then we can figure that out later on. But for now, I guess we're just going to go with the nitty-gritty, the wham bam thank you man ma'am, as fast as we can get it done, and then we move on to the next prediction. Okay, enough. If you're still here, you're still alive, you've got your IV, you got your electrolytes, you've eaten a banana, you've powered through it, you've listened, you're ready. Spence Crawford. Personally, I like Crawford. Even at the current lines, I think competitive fight on paper, Spence is no joke. Could be close, could go 12, but I like Crawford here. I think you take Crawford straight, even though I would probably favor Crawford to win by decision. I think this has been a very, very, very difficult weight cut for Spence. He wants to move up to 154 after this. I think Crawford's just got that dog in him, and it gets nitty gritty. I think Crawford will be able to pull it out. Spence is the bigger guy. I'm not sure he's the bigger puncher. Maybe he's the bigger puncher. I do think he has the better chin. Out of the two, I do think he has the better chin. And that's one of the cautions that you have to look at if you're taking Crawford, is I do think Spence has the better chin. I've seen Crawford wobbled before against lesser fighters than Spence. The question is, after the car wreck, is Spence 100%? I don't think he is. Is he 100% at 47? I don't think he is. I think it's a tough, tough weight cut. Even if you look at the current pictures of him for this fight, it's a very, very brutal weight cut for him. I think it's a much harder weight cut for Spence than it is for Crawford. I think it's going to be competitive. I think you're going to see rounds that could go either way. And you could get a disputed decision or maybe even a draw if it does go 12, because these are two elite fighters. It could be those intangibles like we talked about. Maybe Spence isn't 100% since car wreck. Maybe the weight cut does play a factor. Does the chin come in to factor of Crawford, Spence being able to hurt Crawford, or Crawford being able to hurt Spence? Again, Spence has a very, very good chin. Crawford is a hitter, but Spence has a good chin. I wouldn't be surprised to see Spence wobbled or even dropped. But again, a knockout is pushing it. But again, weight cuts matter, right? Depending on how brutal this camp was for Spence, he wants to move up. There's a reason for it. Like, the line isn't outrageous for Crawford right now. So that's kind of why I'm leaning towards that instead of Crawford wins by decision. Now, if you do want to get a little bit greedier, you could look at that Crawford wins by decision. Obviously, you could tell from the props, right? Crawford wins by decision is roughly plus 175, and then Crawford wins inside. You're sitting at 250 to 3 to 1. There's a difference there for a reason. I think the Spence inside line and the decision line is kind of wacky to me, because even though you would favor these guys to go to the distance and one of them to win by decision if you're not expecting a draw, Spence by decision is 2 to 1 and Spence inside is 6 to 1. 650 at some books, to me, that's insane, because we've seen Crawford hurt before. I mean, everybody knows the Gamboa fight. We've seen him hurt before. The idea that Spence can't hurt Crawford is insane. He 100% can hurt Crawford if he catches him. I just think that stylistically, Crawford with his speed, he'll fight southpaw most of the time. He's a switch hitter, but he will fight southpaw most of this fight, I expect. I just think that his reflexes, Spence is kind of flat-footed. He has a good jab, but he's kind of flat-footed in your face. Doesn't move his head a lot with feints, and I think that Crawford's going to be able to tee him up, and that's why I like him in this fight. But the idea that Spence, you know, has a 6-1, 650 shot at knocking Crawford out is kind of cuckoo, if you're asking me, because we've seen Crawford hurt before and Spence can crack. I mean, both of these guys can hit. And if you make a mistake against an elite level guy on either side, it could be lights out. But anyway, I like Crawford. That's it for this episode of Fight Junkie. I will sock it to you tomorrow, baby. Fight Junkie out.